Keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little bit.
Detroit Style, the Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show, coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Boy, nothing ever works right.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
St. Patty's Day is tomorrow, though.
I think it's going to be fun for a lot of people
Yes.
that are going out and doing that.
I agree.
It's going to be quite the party. Plus, tonight, you've got NCAA and State, and you...
U of D.
Yeah, U of D playing tonight, man.
Yeah.
Like the last in the series. That's
I'm very excited to see how the Titans do. Because, I mean, they're the big underdog in everything.
Yeah.
They're ranked 14.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens with that. But, hey, my applause to I've got some friends that are bar owners, so my applause to them for really cash cowing it this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's very cool. So today we're gonna kind of summarize it pretty quickly here. We're going to be talking about Google Venice update, which was a very, very undertone. And it's just like, oh, yeah, we did a bunch of updates, and we did a panned update, and we just did this one. We're kind of being codenamed as Venice, but it's hugely flown under the radar. And there's just a lot of cool updates. Some of them, may I even add, that are, you know, updates to Google South Korea. Because, you know, we care about optimizing in South Korea.
Yes.
But we're going to talk about Pinterest, too, because there's some interesting things that are going on with copyrights regarding Pinterest and legalized issues.
Yeah, right now, Pinterest is under a little bit of controversy, as with every social network at one point in time. But Pinterest's current terms of service states that when you pin or repin a picture, that you are, in fact, the owner of that picture. So basically, unless you're putting up your very own work, you're violating copyright laws of, you know, the copyrights of, you know, another user. And it seems a little contradictory to the whole site's purpose, which, according to Pinterest About Page, is to organize and share all the beautiful things you find on the web. But yeah, I think it's pretty huge. It's under quite a bit of fire right now. Wall Street Journal just picked this story up the other day. PR Daily's had it for a week. We've had it on our site for a couple of days now, and. Yeah, I really don't know what's going to come of Pinterest.
It's pretty huge. So if I take example I given was I take some photographer friend. He's a big photographer, takes a lot of pictures of celebrities. So mm-hmm. I go ahead and I whore out or I download his entire gallery that happens to be female athletes. And I then put those up on my Pinterest and I put them in on a board. Okay, in a specific board, but then all my friends see it and they start repinning it. So they're essentially acting upon the copyright violation.
Yeah.
Because they're displaying it. And I guess the challenge in that is going to be, which I'm very interested to know about as far as the legal components of it, but then also with intellectual property and copyrights, is how can you really prove that there was money that was gamed that did not go directly to the copyright holder, which would have been that photographer?
Well, and there's... I can't remember what the Supreme Court decision was, but it basically said if you're you can share any photo the size of a thumbnail without violating copyright law. And it's in the PR Daily article. But that was one of the defenses that people, like defenders of Pinterest, were saying, is that it's similar to that, but no photos on Pinterest are the size of thumbnails.
No, they reduce the size upon upload and stuff. But
yeah,
I mean,
but
I subscribe to a bunch of like infographic groups, and mm-hmm. Those things are huge.
Yeah, exactly.
And to make a thumbnail of this huge thing is even still large.
I mean,
it's like it's a thumbnail of Bigfoot or of Godzilla. I mean, compared to a thumbnail of a human. I mean,
it's
still pretty huge.
It's going to be interesting to see how Pinterest comes out of this and if they alter their terms of service, which. The founder of Pinterest acknowledged needs work, just didn't state what he was going to do or how he was going to do it.
Yeah, I think it's also a Pinterest, now that we're on the topic of it, let's kind of conclude with the fact that if you are a retailer or if you have products that you're selling online, you have multiple locations, whatever, this is a great social tool to invest some time in right now because I think you're going to, I know retailers, internet retailers magazine has already been talking about it at their conference as well, about the fact of really maximizing your Pinterest saturation, because the more people that are being exposed to your brand, it's brand exposure that can convert over to sales, that all can be tracked. There's a lot of opportunity in there, and I think with Pinterest, they don't have a lot of revenue streams.
No.
So, I mean, why not hoard out right now?
Exactly.
If you've got the stuff, I would definitely spend some time in actually getting that stuff all over there. And if you're investing in an employee, to really, really focus on getting your stuff put up to a board and repinned and tracking the metrics of that, I think that's a very wise decision. Very wise metric.
It's a great way to create backlinks,
too. In fact, hell yes.
Like huge.
Hell's yeah.
I mean, most of Facebook, or most of Twitter's, or Twitter, excuse me, Pinterest's, traffic ends up going to either a brand page or Facebook as it stands right now.
I think that's pretty cool. But we're going to talk about the Panda Update, which is being codenamed as Panda Venice, the Google Panda Venice Update.
It's so ominous.
It sounds so scary. And it's not even a real scary thing, because it's actually a very happy thing. So you could definitely come back and...
It's the Google Panda Venice Update.
And that actually probably is more doing, because it sounded like... It wasn't a big deal. I mean, it's hugely under the radar. And there's so many cool components coming out of it. But really, 2012 right now, we're labeling the year of localized search. And it's a huge important factor. I'd say right in front of your browser right now, open it up. If you're signed into your Google account, sign out. Hurry up. Go in the right corner. Click on your picture. Sign out. All right. Do a search for used cars. You're going to see that your location that's coming up is United States. It's going to be on your left-hand side. And look at your search results and what's showing up there. Now quickly sign back into your Google account and do the same search. And you're going to see a lot of different localized identifiers based on geospecifics, but highly regarding the fact of signals that are coming from on-page or externally associated with keywords. So, you know, one of the things I guess I didn't talk about before the one that went recording was the fact of just the backlinking. Yeah. The more localized you can become with your backlinking, but it reinforces the fact that they're still highly relying on the fact of content,
mm-hmm.
words in content, keywords in content, and where those are, and the associations of where those are coming from. And everything involves link and words. So links, still get them. And keep it as localized, and think about localized terms associated with your anchor text. Saturate and change that around a little bit more too. And one of the things we're going to be putting up on a blog, you know, by the first of the week here, is about a geo sitemap generator. And essentially, how it works is you create this geo sitemap. And it's a specific. It's more specific for mapping software. So think of Google Maps, think of Google Earth, think of Bing. And it's basically submitted to Google Webmaster Tools, and then this KML file then creates your Google Earth listing as well and your Bing map listing. It helps to – it's just like a regular sitemap generator, but it's just a little bit better. But let's go over some of the improvements. So localized search results – the ranking of all main search results as a signal, so improved local results, the system to find results from a user's city more readily, be able to detect both queries and documents that are localized to the user. So if you are publishing documents, say, on a Scribd or on a SlideShare, uploading your PowerPoint presentations, statically get some nice localized words and with your description on your upload and stuff, and those are going to help you become a little bit more localized and found. Now, attorneys, used cars, we're using the used car example, the fact of populating some of your pages with localized terms, not only on a metroized or state level, but even get more granular down to the city level. So from Detroit, we have Metro Detroit. Everybody lives in Detroit, but nobody lives in Detroit. Everybody lives on the outskirts,
exactly,
which is going to be cities like Warren, Sterling Heights, Royal Oak, Rochester, Farmington Hills, things like that. Localized landing pages, hugely important to still do. So you see a lot of traditional old types of tactics are still coming back into play, but they're just refined. So it's basically the old hot rod. souping up and being a gearhead and souping up your engine. Now we have, you know, electronic fuel injectors and all these computerized finagling of the engines and stuff. It's still all an engine, and it's still all to go fast and to run and to perform well. But now we just have so many new dynamics that are coming into it. But the original premises are the same. So, good keywords and title and meta descriptions with localized. So I think really looking at your navigation schematics of your schema. What's that word?
Scheme. Yeah.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
We say that every week. Your navigation scheme and exactly specifically how you're mapping keywords to individual pages. One of the examples I use is a localized car dealer that may have multiple locations, but they're going to populate, say, a used car.